everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. It is the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday, October the 24th, 2013. We are live 12:04 to 1 each weekday on the home of the Buckmaster Show, and that is 1030 KVOI. Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Not only do we have the live streaming for you, but we have the podcast programs. Those are available anytime, anywhere in the world by visiting buckmastershow.com. Also, our friends at TucsonSentinel.com have the show posted, as does TucsonCitizen.com. During the noon hour today, a conversation with Kevin Dahl. Kevin is the Arizona Program Manager for the National Parks Conservation Association. Then Tom Collier will be along, the Buckmaster Show contributor on consumer affairs. At about 30 minutes past this noon hour, Fletcher McCusker will join me in studio to talk about his latest venture, Sinfonia Healthcare. Then we'll close out the show with Dr. Tom Swetnam. Dr. Swetnam heads up the University of Arizona Tree Ring Laboratory. If you have a comment or question, we invite you to call us on the Buckmaster Show live line. The live line number, 790-2040. Ace producer Rosemary Brandt will gladly expedite the process of getting you on the air. We also want to invite you to join us on Facebook. Be a friend of the Buckmaster Show as we push toward some 3,000 friends of the program. Well, if nothing else, the 16-day government shutdown reinforced the American love affair with our national parks and monuments. Americans were not at all happy, to say the least, with those padlocked gates to our national treasures. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line from the Grand Canyon National Park is Kevin Dahl. Kevin is program manager for the Tucson-based office of the National Parks Conservation Association, the nation's leading voice for America's national parks. Kevin, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing fantastic, having spent 2 days at America's most iconic, spectacular park.
I think, Kevin, you might have one of the best jobs, certainly in Arizona. I mean, you get to go to the Grand Canyon. You get to check out all of our national parklands in the state. And we are rich, aren't we, Kevin, in national parklands in this state?
We are. In Tucson, we're well aware of Saguaro National Park, and if you've lived in Tucson for a while, you might call it Saguaro National Monument, which it was until Congress changed its name and expanded it a bit. But we have 25 units of the national park system in Arizona. In addition to Grand Canyon and Saguaro National Park, there's Petrified National Park, and which has the Painted Desert and all that incredible petrified wood. And a number of fantastic monuments. Most of them have interesting ruins from civilizations who lived here before us and have a lot to teach us. We are blessed. It's a beautiful state.
You have been you've been up at the Grand Canyon for a couple of days now, and it's been a week since the parks shut down. Talk a little bit, Kevin Dahl, about the estimate. Is there an estimate of lost tourism revenue in the state from shutting down our parks?
Yeah, we estimated right away, based on the last 2 years' visitation in October, and knowing that there's a scientific way of figuring out what visitors spend at restaurants and their stays in hotels, that Arizona was going to lose $2.7 million a day. $1.2 million of those just at the Grand Canyon area alone, so the small town of Tucson and the bigger town of Flagstaff. And people really felt it. That's just visitor spending. The other impacts were 80% of the park rangers were furloughed. They couldn't work. But the other 20% were working without getting paychecks. So all of their spending went down right away. And then there's the concessionaires, the places like the lodges in the park, the people who run the restaurants in the park. Those people were put out of work for this period of time, and they're not getting back pay like, thankfully, the park rangers are. You know, frankly, this is just crazy. This is a crazy way to run a country. It's not a good way to budget. The parks are suffering, not just from this little short shutdown, but, we're under sequestration, which was originally designed to force Congress to do a budget. We haven't had a budget in a couple of years. We just had continuing resolutions. So right now the parks budget, which has been restored, is 13% less than it was 3 years ago. And that's a huge hit because you still have to turn on the lights, you still have to clean the toilets, and the things we lose are the things that people love, the interpretation, the experience of talking to a park ranger. So we need to get back on track. We need to come get back to full funding for our parks and make up the backlog. And because, as you said at the beginning, America loves our national parks.
They're national treasures. There's no question about it. I was fortunate enough, Kevin, flying back from Seattle on last Saturday. It was a perfectly clear, beautiful day, and flew along, right over Mount Rainier, Mount Adams, Mount Hood, and right over the treasures of Zion and Bryce in southern Utah, then right over the Grand Canyon. And I was thinking, what other country, Kevin, can boast in a three-hour flight to see that kind of majesty? It's unbelievable.
Well, yeah, we aren't exceptional. There's beautiful places elsewhere, but we are the first to set up a national park system. Before that, parks were owned by people who owned that land. America pioneered the idea that there are some places so special that they belong to all of us, and they shouldn't be developed in ways that just benefit a few, that they should be carefully stewarded so that our children will experience the same breathtaking view that I just saw at the rim of the Grand Canyon, and our grandchildren can come here and experience it as well. We've got to tell Congress, get back on track, do your job, do the budgeting, don't sacrifice the parks and other projects because it's easy to do across-the-board budgeting. No business does that. No business that needs to cut back says, okay, we're going to take 5% of all the toilet paper purchases, 5% of all the pencil purchases. No, we need to be judicious in running the country. And our organization and many people are telling our congressional representatives, just do it. Support the parks.
We're speaking with Kevin Dahl. Kevin is the program manager for the Tucson-based National Parks Conservation Association, the Tucson office for that organization, which really, I guess, Kevin, it's been around since right after the conclusion of World War I, 1919, nonprofit, nonpartisan group. It's just a bunch of people who really believe, right, in the national park system.
Yeah, I'm proud of our history. The same people who worked to get the national park system established, Stephen Mather among them, and I've just been at Mather Point here at the Grand Canyon, which honors him. These were the same people who set up our organization because they were committed to parks being in public hands, but they also wanted a watchdog group that could continue to advocate for the parks. So when the superintendent of Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument can't speak out because he's a public servant, we can, and we can advocate that. What we need to better protect those lands from the practices of how we're catching illegal immigrants and the drug smugglers there. We can sue to keep air pollution out of the Grand Canyon and be concerned about potash development near petrified forests and how that might impact the resources there. So you said it earlier. It's the best job. I get to speak loud and strongly for something that. When we do polling, 95% of Americans support the parks and want to see them better funded. And it is bipartisan. Teddy Roosevelt, who was so instrumental in protecting the Grand Canyon and establishing it as first a national monument and then helping Congress decide it should be a national park, was very Republican. People from both sides of the aisle and people who are independent support our national parks.
How about your National Parks Conservation Association store that you have in the Tucson area?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because that's not our store.
It isn't.
You've made, No, oh. You've made an error that, you know, even 50% of my closest friends make. The Western National Parks Association runs that store.
Oh.
And it's also a long-time organization, but they've evolved to do publishing for the parks, and they run the gift stores in I think, 63 parks throughout the West. And Saguaro is one of them. But their headquarters is here in Tucson, and they do have a great bookstore up in Oro Valley that has great programs on Wednesdays and Saturdays, and they do fantastic work.
Kevin, I'm going to have to wrap it up here with you very quickly, but as far as expansion of parks land, can you give us a quick overview in Arizona, please?
Well, there's two bills in Congress now. One is Saguaro. There's some key parcels on both sides, the east side along Rincon Creek and on the west side of the Tucson Mountains, that we want to add to the park. Willing Sellers, some of it's owned by Pima County that should be added to the park but needs an act of Congress. We're doing the same thing up at Casa Grande Ruins National Monument in Coolidge, where there are some very special archaeological sites that need to be included to tell the full story of the people that live there.
All right, Kevin Dahl, thank you very much for being with us, talking with us
thank
from
you,
the
Bill.
Grand Canyon. Where can people find out more? You want to give out your website?
Sure. It's pretty simple. It's the initials of my organization, npca.org.
Okay. Kevin Dahl, thanks. Good talking with you again, Kevin.
Thank you, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Mm-hmm.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Chance plays a big part in today's world. There's a 5% chance you were born with an extra rib, a 12% chance we'll have a solar megastorm in the next decade, and a 20% chance that if you got in a road accident in Sweden, it was caused by an elk. Well, Cox Business understands that chance has no place in running a small business. Get business internet and phone for just $99 a month and enjoy the 100% certainty that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's right. You get 100% certainty with phone features like on-the-go voice manager and internet speeds faster than basic DSL. Plus, 100% confidence with service that's been honored with the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with small mid-sized business wireline service. Make the switch today and get some certainty in an otherwise uncertain world. There's now a 99% chance this commercial is over, except for the legal.
Offer ends 12/31/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Must be claimed within 30 days of service activation. Other conditions apply. For J.D. Power Award information, go to jdpower.com.
Back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Maybe you're thinking right now, hey, what are we going to do this weekend? Well, I have a suggestion. Road trip. 3 to 3.5 hours east of Tucson will get you to the lovely high country of the Gila National Wilderness. And the autumn leaves, folks, are at their peak in the Gila. So if you want to see some real autumn, check out historic Silver City. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay, including Axel Canyon Preserve, Bear Paw Ranch, and Buckhorn RV Park. Again, it's southwestnewmexico.org. Let's welcome now the Buckmaster Show contributor on consumer affairs, Tom Collier, one of 24 contributors to this program who we are so proud of. The full list of the contributors, little picture in their bio, is at buckmastershow.com. Tom, how are you?
I'm great. Bill, the other 23 contributors are out enjoying this wonderful sun and weather that we're having in Arizona, and you make me come to your studio.
Right. Come to the studio while the rest are planning a trip, a road trip over to Silver City.
Yeah.
Consumer alert, an important one for all pet owners.
Right. There is a problem with jerky treats for dogs imported from China. Hmm. We've had reports of over 600 pets, dogs, around the country that have actually died from ingesting these jerky treats that are imported from China. I would love to be able to tell you the brand name and who distributes those, but I can't.
Hmm. Why not?
And the reason I can't is because it has not been subjected to a formal recall procedure by the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission, who gets involved in things that are imported. The reason for that is because we have laws on the books, and we have lawyers advising us. You know, Bill's lawyer says, don't get sued. Tom's mm-hmm. lawyer says,
yes,
don't
indeed.
Get sued. The station's lawyer says, don't get sued.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we can't tell you the name is because of these laws that are on the books that say until there's been a formal recall, we can't name the name of the brand or the distributor because it would damage their profit stream. It would damage their market share. It would damage their ability to continue to make a living.
But are you telling me that this particular beef jerky for dogs is still on shelves?
It may still be because it hasn't been the subject of a formal recall yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's
and
scary.
I can't, yeah. Okay. So what happens is the entire industry suffers because of words like this, you know, when word like mm-hmm. this gets out. This has always been a difficult dilemma for people in consumer reporting. and people in government regulation of food and drugs, because once you have a dangerous situation like this, you do damage the company's ability. You do damage their reputation, and you damage their market share during the shutdown.
But by not naming the company, any other manufacturer, and I don't know how many
The whole industry suffers.
The whole industry.
Sure.
Pet treat industry will probably suffer big time.
Probably will. Yeah. But, you know, that's one of the things that you have to do as a result of the laws that they requested to have passed, which prevent naming names when you have a situation like this. Now, during the shutdown a couple of weeks ago, we had people sickened around the country by salmonella on contaminated chicken. Mm-hmm. The fact that it was Foster Farms was not anything that could be named as a result of an actual recall, because there was no recall because of the shutdown, and the USDA did not have the staff to be able to enforce something like that anyway or police it. So what happened was the name was leaked, the name of the brand was leaked, and then the company itself finally fessed up and owned up and said, we have betrayed our customers, we're doing our best to make sure that this never happens again, and we're going to re-earn our customers' trust. A couple of years ago, you had the cantaloupe situation from southeastern Colorado, where listeria killed about 40 people around the country from those contaminated cantaloupe. Those two guys who raised that particular farm that it was traced to, who owned the particular farm that it was traced to, which has now, of course, been bankrupted and gone out of business, because that's what happens when these types of things get named, actually are facing criminal charges in federal court. You remember several years ago when the Texas Cattle Growers Association sued Oprah Winfrey because of her comments that she made about beef and whether or not it was good for you or not. Well, that didn't go to trial. That was settled, and Oprah paid a significant amount of money to have them drop that trial.
Wow.
And that's the dilemma that we face, because while I feel a responsibility as a consumer reporter to tell people when there's a dangerous situation in the marketplace, I'm constrained because, you know, I don't have the money that Oprah Winfrey has to be ordered in order to pay a settlement.
Nor does the Buckmaster show. Nor
yes. Make note. Yes.
Yeah.
Duly noted.
But so what is a pet owner? What would be prudent advice?
I would contact your legislator. I would contact your state legislator and your federal legislators, your congressmen and your senators, because you can't have a situation in this country where people and pets are more important than profit. Where profit is more important than people and pets. I got that backwards. Sorry. You know, 600 pets across the country dead. If your pet's one of those, then you're in a situation where you're mourning. Is a company's ability to stay in the market more important than the life of your pet, or better yet, the life of a loved one?
And this is obviously something that is going on, not in just one region of the country, but it is it's widespread then throughout the country.
Oh, sure, sure.
All right, let's see if we can quickly get Steve in on the Buckmaster Show live line for Tom Collier. Go ahead, Steve.
Thank you for taking my call. What is the threshold of how many people or animals have to die before they start recalling a product?
Good question.
Good question, and the answer, Steve, is I don't know. It depends on a number of factors. If it's several isolated incidents, then the Food and Drug Administration will try to address that issue. If it's a large one, you also had the situation where that particular agency was shut down. They didn't have the people. They were at home. They would have been violating the law if they worked. So the short answer to your question is it totally depends. And it also depends on how much publicity there is about this and how much consumers get angry and willing to talk to their legislators who passed these laws in the first place. I remember in the legislature when we passed a similar bill in Arizona. It was called the Veggie Hate Crimes Bill.
The Veggie Hate
Veggie
Crime?
Hate Crimes Bill. It was that's what they called it, I guess, for fun in the legislative corridors. But at that particular time, there was a scare with spinach. We're dating ourselves here. You know how long ago that was, but there was a scare with spinach nationally. And they decided that, boy, if that ever happens to lettuce, and of course, you know, I mean, Arizona's we're the second largest lettuce grower over in Yuma in the Colorado River Valley there. If there were ever a situation like that with Arizona's agricultural products, it would really hit the state's economy. So this bill was passed, which makes it an actionable offense to make comments so that somebody's market share suffers.
Okay, Tom Collier, thank you very much for informing us about this issue with beef jerky for pets. Thanks, Tom, and we'll look forward to your report next month.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, coming up next on the Buckmaster Show, Fletcher McCusker. He'll be telling us about his newest venture, Symphonia Healthcare. Stay with us. SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There's been a shooting today at a U.S. Navy facility in Tennessee. The military says a gunman opened fire, wounding two service members before being taken into custody. According to a law enforcement official, the gunman was a Navy recruiter who had been relieved of duty. The Navy says neither of the victims has life-threatening injuries. A spokesman for House Speaker Boehner says Republicans want to see a common-sense, step-by-step approach to immigration reform. It's a response to the president's appeal today for Congress to finish work on a massive immigration overhaul by the end of the year. For the first time since the 8-foot swells from Superstorm Sandy did heavy damage to Ellis Island, the former U.S. immigration entry point in New York Harbor will reopen to the public. That will happen on Monday. The Dow up 103. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Limited time offer.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife.
The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the show presented by Assurance Healthcare, a home healthcare company formed to provide health-based medical services as an alternative to expensive out-of-home care. You deserve the best healthcare at home, and Assurance Healthcare is ready to deliver that care. Assurance Healthcare is a division of Symphonia Healthcare Corporation, based here in Tucson. You can find out more at assuranceaz.com. And joining me in studio is Fletcher McCusker, CEO and founder of Symphonia Healthcare Corporation. Mr. McCusker was the founder and chair and CEO of Providence Service Corporation that he started in 1997. Fletcher, you had, what, $50,000 investment there?
In 1997, yeah.
A few bucks in your pocket.
That's what we started the company with. I think my wife and I maxed out our credit cards.
And that Fletcher grew that to a $1 billion a year national public company. Fletcher, good to see you.
Bill, thank you. You get extra points for pronouncing Symphonia.
Symphonia. Yeah. There you go, Symphonia. What was the genesis of Symphonia?
Well, I retired in November, and it lasted, people tell me, about 2 weeks because
that wasn't going to work.
Not so much that I was restless, but people around me were restless for me. And as you know, the Affordable Care Act really it will revolutionize health care. And a number of people that worked with me at Providence and a number of our backers said, gee, let's go do something important. So, and looking around in the healthcare space, we really felt there was an opportunity to put together a new vision in home health. And we launched in February, and we now have about 1,500 patients, Bill, in Tucson in a variety of home health care services.
And how does it work? Is it basically kind of, I guess, one-stop shopping, right?
That's what we've opted to do. Home health historically is more vertical. That is, you get a single provider providing a single service. We opted to create an entire continuum, if you will, of home health care services. So whether you need oxygen or something as simple as that to companion care or personal care to skilled nursing up to now and including hospice level care, that can all be provided under our Assurance brand here in Tucson.
So the Assurance companion care brand is a well-known brand in Tucson.
Yeah, we acquired their company. They had a great brand name recognition. It's run by a great nurse, Danielle Seip, who stayed with us and came. She's now our director of nursing. You'll meet her, I think, in one of these segments. And I think she really believed in the opportunity to put all of these programs together. So we've made five acquisitions in Tucson now, and they'll all operate as Assurance.
Well, I like what I'm looking at here. I've got the Assurance brochure in front of me because this thing is really comprehensive. You've got the personal care. You have things like reminders, meal planning and preparation, transportation, shopping, running errands, light housekeeping, organization, even pet care is involved in this. Because let's face it, we really do care about our animals.
Well, as you age, Bill, as you and I age, we want to keep you out of an institution.
That's it.
The idea is to combine all these services, and as you become more sick, that you don't have to go to 24-hour care. And that means more credentialed professionals are going to have to be willing to travel to your home. And all the services we provide now include not only those what we would call basic kind of caregiver services, but up to now skilled nursing and physician care that will travel to make sure you don't have to go to an institution.
What's the first stop? Usually meeting with someone for kind of, I guess, an interview to figure out what your particular needs. And I'm speaking perhaps for some of the younger people who perhaps need to be caring for their loved ones and figuring out what's the best policy to go, best route to go. Because Fletcher, as you know, if you asked 100 people our age, baby boom generation, right, do you do you want to stay at home or would you rather go into a skilled facility? What do you think you're going to get? You're going to get 100% of the people saying,
well, I don't know if you've had an aging parent or grandparent, but I was presented with that problem. Most of us that are in this business have gone through this personally. And, Bill, I was given a list of providers in alphabetical order. And I finally turned to the planner who was working with me, and I said, where would you send your mom? And we will get a lot of inquiries from families now. My son's 24. I think this generation of young people are more connected to their parents. Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to see a lot of interest in how people can care for us as we age. And it's going to take a willing and interested family, but also a qualified medical company like ours to really provide the resources that will allow you to stay at home.
Well, I went through a situation with my mother with Alzheimer's, and it was a very difficult situation. I didn't really know where to turn. I will say the Alzheimer's Association did provide some leads, but I was pretty much Fletcher at the time. This was about 20 years ago at that time, just flying by the seat of my pants.
Yeah, we hope that if you call us, we're seeing a lot of interest on our services from physicians. So, you know, most people will first go to their primary care physician. We want to be a resource to the medical community, but we're also seeing a lot of families just exploring with us what options are available. A lot of technology is being developed, Bill, that will allow people to be diagnosed at home, stay at home longer, be monitored at home. We're seeing smartphone applications. We've seen a carpet sample that detects your movement. So if you're up and about in the house, you know, people that are monitoring your care would know that without having to be intrusive. So there's just a lot of things happening right now in this space, and we're honored to be a part of it.
Fletcher McCusker is with us. We're talking about Assurance Healthcare. Fletcher, we had a caller who wanted to ask you a question, the question being, will Medicare cover all of this or some of this?
Yes, these are services are primarily covered by Medicare. They're probably the largest payer right now in this space. You have to be what we call medically necessary, but under the Affordable Care Act, more emphasis was being placed on the rights of people to have to be treated in their own homes. So many of the things that you would otherwise historically had to go to a hospital for or be hospitalized or institutionalized, states are now being incentivized, Bill, to develop these kind of services for people at home. Both Medicare and Medicaid will pay for most of these services.
And you said there have been five acquisitions, I believe you said?
Correct.
And
so
hospice is part of that portfolio?
Yes, exactly. Okay. That was our last acquisition, and we now can offer that level of care, which we felt was important for patients who indeed are terminal, and to help their families understand and to provide, you know, some hope and respite for families that choose to do that at home.
What's the best way? What's a starting point then to go on the website, or what would you suggest if someone is listening and they would like to have someone come out and meet with them about
this? Our website's available. Our phone number is unforgettable. It's 520-333-0333.
Oh, there you go. You got a lot
threes on either side of a zero.
Oh,
so,
there you go.
A care coordinator will talk to you. We can make an appointment to come to your home. This is really designed to prevent people from having to travel for medical care.
Can I ask a quick question about Rio Nuevo?
Sure. I can't go anywhere without
here. I know.
Go anywhere without talking about it.
Quick question. You had a board meeting?
Yesterday.
Yeah, and there's some news in the paper today about Don Bourne.
Yeah, we finally settled the three-year-old litigation with Don, and he's immediately back to work to our pleasant surprise. He presented us an extraordinary conceptual plan for the block that's on the corner of Congress and Scott. That's the old Indian trading post there that's been abandoned for years, and he intends to restore that but add street-level retail and restaurant and condominiums there along with some office
space. That's a nice enhancement for that.
It's a beautiful – I think there's some pictures of it online today. It's just really a beautiful addition to downtown.
Rose, we've got a caller, right, for Fletcher? Okay, let's see if we can work Matt in. Matt, you're on the Buckmaster Show live line with Fletcher McCusker. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, hi Fletcher. I was wondering in your new concept, and since you're dealing with Medicare and Medicaid, probably have you heard of something called patient-centered medical homes that's being pushed by Medicaid around the country at all, by chance?
Matt, thanks for the question. There are a couple of initiatives through CMS, which is the Medicaid agency federally. Patient care medical homes is one of those where they're trying to wrap services around a patient so they can be treated in a non-institutional environment. Some of the things that we've talked about in terms of home health and skilled nursing now also are incentivized. Most of this is being enhanced by the Affordable Care Act, the so-called Obamacare. So part of what's written into that legislation will require states to create these kind of programs so patients have a better opportunity to stay at home.
All right. Let's, again, it's Assurance Healthcare, and the website is assuranceaz.com, and that unforgettable phone number, 333-0333. That is an easy one. A zero sandwich between triple threes. You got it there. Fletcher, thank you. Congratulations. You're off to a great start, and we'll look forward to our conversations. Thanks a lot.
No, thank you very much.
Under the glowing glass of brilliant light, experience UA Biosphere 2 Discovery Nights. For the first time ever, premiering the wonders of Biosphere 2 at night with extended hours. Beginning Saturday, September 28th, join us for five straight Saturday nights for an exciting family adventure with activities that promote curiosity and creativity. Receive a free annual pass with nighttime adult admission. Kids 12 and under are free. Limit 2 per adult. Visit b2science.org for more event details.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient, it can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit LisaFogelDentalEssentials.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We want to tell you about the Skin Cancer Institute at the University of Arizona, the Cancer Center, presenting an evening with Mandy Barnett and classic American music on November 1st at 8 o'clock at the historic Fox Tucson Theater. World-class vocalist Mandy Barnett's style is rooted in classical country and pop sound. She's known for portraying country music legend Patsy Cline in the show Always Patsy Cline. Barnett brings a keen interpretive sense to classical songs with a full-bodied voice that results in a powerful performance. That performance is the first benefit concert in conjunction with the Skin Cancer Institute's annual Melanoma Walk, sponsored in part by the World Free from Cancer Initiative. A portion of the proceeds from the concert will be donated to the fundraising goal for Melanoma Walk 2013 and will directly support melanoma research, community outreach, education, and patient care in Arizona. That's, again, a concert to benefit the Skin Cancer Institute at the University of Arizona Cancer Center will be November 1st at 8 o'clock in the historic Fox Tucson Theater. 12:51 on the Buckmaster Show, we're going to be having Tom Swetnam from the UA Laboratory of Tree Ring Research with us momentarily, trying to reach Mr. Swetnam. He is tied up in a meeting right now, but hopefully he will be with us very shortly. Meanwhile, I want to open up the Buckmaster Show live line at 790-2040. If you would like to join us on the show, we were talking about home health care. Which would you prefer if you're older loved ones? Would you prefer to have them at home for home care, or would you put them in a skilled facility? 790-2040 on the Buckmaster Show live line. If you have a question or comment, we would love to hear from you. The Buckmaster Show, we invite you to go to our website, buckmastershow.com, and you can check out, we always have the podcasts available for you. Also, we put up there our show pledge for the Buckmaster Show, that listener opinions matter. That's right at the top of our list. Respect for the audience, a forum for ideas, quality guests, and informed listeners on the Buckmaster Show. 790-2040, if you would like to join us on the Buckmaster Show right now, we invite you to do so. Coming up tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show, we will be interviewing the new director of the Regional Transportation Authority, the RTA. Farhad Mogimi will be with us. He comes from Sahorita, where he has been the assistant town manager. We'll be talking about the RTA plan, and that will be coming up on our Friday Focus interview tomorrow at 12:04. And then, of course, we'll have our Friday Reporters Roundtable with Dan Shear of the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun, and Mari Herreras from the Tucson Weekly, our guests on the Buckmaster Show tomorrow. So, coming up on the program today. We were hoping to have Tom Swetnam to talk about tree ring research at the University of Arizona College of Science. And hopefully we can get Dr. Swetnam with us in a few moments. But in the meantime, if you would like to give us a call, 790-2040. We're talking about home health care. What do you think? What do you do? Do you put your loved one in a skilled facility, or would you rather have them at home? And perhaps you have some personal knowledge of what you did in a particular case with your loved ones. And we would love to hear from you on what you have to say about this on the Buckmaster Show. And we have David Safir with us. David, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Thank you for stopping by.
Oh, sure.
What's going on
with
Blog for Arizona?
There's a lot of stuff going on. I kind of tore apart an editorial in the Star this morning that really upset me because there was an article about GEICO giving $8 million to a tuition tax credit organization. And I made the point that GEICO didn't give any money. GEICO put money in the tuition, school tuition organization pocket, but then they're going to get it all back because it's a tax credit. So all they get credit for is spending your and my taxpayer money and directing where it should go. And that, first of all, I don't like the tuition tax credit program, but I don't like people being called heroes when all they're doing is directing my money in a certain direction.
Well, I appreciate the comment. We're going to go now to this portion of the program. Thank you very much. Good to see you. David Safir, we'll be talking with you at length a little bit later on. This portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by the U of A College of Science, with nearly 7,500 undergraduate and graduate students, the UA College of Science brings together globally prominent faculty and disciplines at the core of scientific inquiry and education. Find out more at cos.arizona.edu. UA Science and Innovation, a place of discovery, and one of the superstars of the College of Science is Dr. Tom Swetnam, University of Arizona Regents Professor and Director of the UA Laboratory of Tree Ring Research. Dr. Swetnam on the live line right now. Tom, how are you?
I'm fine, Bill, and I'm a little late getting to you, but I appreciate talking to you.
Well, we're going to have to compress this into about 4 minutes, and I had so many questions for you, but I think the most important thing right off the bat is perhaps you can explain very briefly, what do these tree rings that you have over there at the Dendrochronology Department at the U of A tell us about climate during the tree's lifetime anyway?
Right. Well, we've been looking, as you know, at tree ring growth over the last several thousand years, actually 2,000 or 3,000 years of history from the ring patterns of our trees. And they match really well with the climate records. We can see droughts, and we can also see the warm and cold periods. And unfortunately, they are telling us that the conditions we're seeing in recent decades are extraordinarily warm and dry. I mean, we know that. We've been feeling it. But the trees can tell us that it's pretty unusual over very long time periods.
You had a piece in Science magazine with a group of top fire scientists from around the country. What is the consensus? This piece came out just last week. What's the consensus of the future of these massive fires that we've been seeing in the West?
More to come, sad to say. You know, we all know we've been seeing the smoke columns and seeing the flames and the forests burning. And yes, they are related to the droughts and the warming. And we'll probably have more to come. It's a combination of problems, though. It's not just the changing climate. It's also the accumulating fuels. You know, the forests grow and trees grow and trees die. And so all the fuels have been accumulating for a long time. So it's a problem and how to deal with it. You know, we can't just always put fires out because the forests are going to continue to grow. So we're worried that more fires are to come, and we just have to deal with it.
How about this new tree ring laboratory? I believe it's called the Bryant. Is it the Bryant Bannister Lab?
Bryant Bannister Tree Ring Building. So it's named after a former director of the Tree Ring Lab who helped build our modern lab. That is, all the people that are here owe a lot to Dr. Bannister, and a donor, Agnese Howry, was so generous in helping build this building and the University of Arizona. So we have our new building. We're in it. We've been in it about 9 months now. And it's fabulous, beautiful building on campus. We invite people to come see it.
And you've been tours have been coming through, right?
That's right. We have a an exhibit hall. So the building is built like a tree. It's got a kind of a round base of it and two stories up on top of this round base with our labs and offices. But in the round ground floor, it's an exhibit hall. And there, people can come in. It's open to the public during the daytime. And we have our big, giant sequoia cross-section. It's a 12-feet wide cross-section of a 2,000-year-old sequoia tree. So people are welcome to come in and see our tree rings in our building.
The tree rings, I've only got a few seconds left, but basically you take the section of the tree and then you read from there, correct?
That's right. You can see through a cross-section, like on a stump, you can see and count the rings, and you can see how they're wide and narrow, and then we study them closely to see how they're correlated with climate.
Tom Swetnam, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Tom Swetnam at the UA Tree Ring Laboratory. This portion of the Buckmaster Show brought to you by College of Science, cos.arizona.edu for more. Thanks to Culligan Water for supplying our bottled water. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson.